Heather.
And I'm Brittany.
We are the okayest moms, but we're also creatives, businesswomen, and best friends.
This podcast was created as a community for the modern mom.
We know you're doing your best despite the conflicting messages that you aren't doing it as well as someone else.
We believe in self-care, mom friends as our sanity, and that motherhood looks different for everyone.
Most of all, we believe that you are more than just mom.
So join us as we talk about a range of topics from motherhood to frivolous reality TV and everything in between.
Welcome to the Okayest Moms Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Okayest Moms, the podcast. Brittany here and Heather with her giant cup of coffee.
Good morning.
Is that Mike Wazowski?
It is.
Disneyland. It's your face.
It's the biggest coffee mug I have because I'm coming off of 4 days of solo parenting, and then AJ came home last night, and to celebrate, I stayed up way too late watching Winter House. So
I know I was right there with you. Well, in spirit.
I'm just compounding all of, I don't know. We've talked about this. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm tired all the time, no matter what I do. That's episode like 82. Go back and listen.
Isn't this episode 83? Like,
I don't know.
We're going to be at 100 soon.
I can't believe it. It's the fact that people are listening to us ramble into a microphone for this.
Living the dream. Very thankful. I'm having a similar week. I know Mercury just got out of retrograde, but I really feel like something else is going on.
There's some kind of like blood moon also. It's a full moon. So, and I guess like this full, you know, like each one has a different name of the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
This one is the blood moon.
That sounds ominous.
Right. I also was reading something that, because you have subscribed us to a bunch of astrological Instagram accounts.
Oh, right. Yeah.
and of course, by subscribe, I mean follow, because I'm not 1,000.
You're 100.
Anyways, one of them was saying that just because Mercury is out of retrograde doesn't mean it's over. Like, apparently from now until the end of the year is just like this time of change and tumultuousness and like, so basically like Mercury in retrograde just like shook everything loose, and now all the pieces are falling into place, and so the fallout isn't over.
Okay, well, that tracks this week.
100%. When I read that, I was like, damn it, if that's not spot on.
Ay, ay, ay. I had a kid come home from school. This is my kid who is in the office constantly with some kind of ailment. Last week, I got 3 different calls from the office. One time he got hit in the head with a ball. One time he hit himself in the head with a jump rope. And the other time he wasn't feeling well. And then Monday, finally, the poor secretary called me and was like, so since he's just been up here a lot, I think I'm going to ask you to come get him just in case it's something. I'm like, fine.
Can you please take this whiner off? What she said.
I thought it was something. He was having a flare, but this was like a good lesson for the boy who cried wolf. Like, when it really happens, it's nobody believes you.
That's going around.
Right. Right. So it's just been a hell of a week, but I came up with a good, like, playing hooky from school rule that I think will make them stay at school. They aren't allowed any screens at all, and the only thing they can watch on TV are musicals. So that way I'm still happy, and maybe they'll start liking musicals, or they won't play hooky and they'll stay at school. Great, right?
I don't know why you're trying to traumatize your children. Everybody knows that if you stay home sick from school, you watch The Price is Right and Judge Judy.
I watched Mari and Sally Jesse Raphael when I was
sick. I don't know why you're robbing them of that experience.
Okay, maybe Price is Right will be thrown in.
Well, Harrison did go through that Price is Right phase.
Oh my God, did he? He does still love it. He just, you know, we aren't home during it.
Yeah, I've actually talked to several other mom friends about this as well lately, and it just seems to be like a common theme is that as we're like, you know, it's starting to get colder. Obviously, COVID is still looming and still a very real thing. But also, you know, allergies are kind of coming into play as seasons change, and also just like the regular colds and diseases kids pick up. And but it's such a mind fuck right now because it's, is this kid really sick, first of all? Are they capable of describing their symptoms and answering questions about their symptoms? If you, I shared this on Instagram last week, but Isla was also in the office for a bump on the head. Somehow it came out, her throat was sore, which I feel like is worth noting that your throat being sore is different than a sore throat.
Like maybe she thought the ball hit her there or.
Right. Like in the moment, her throat was sore. She does not have a sore throat.
Yeah.
Of course, that like triggered the COVID protocol. They sent her home. As we're walking, she's like, hold on, what? No, I'm fine. No, girl, you're getting a nose swab. So yes, the girl who cried wolf is also very real. But it also like had us have this really weird conversation where I just felt like I was gaslighting her because it was, you're not sick. And these are the reasons why you aren't sick. Please don't go to school and tell people you are sick.
Right.
But then also like she does kind of have a little bit of a snotty nose because she does have seasonal allergies and we've been outside a ton at soccer and, you know, like we're outside more than we've been because we've been inside forever. So, and I know all of her typical allergy symptoms, blah, blah, blah. Like I know it's that. So really hard to distinguish at this age. Like, yes, you have a runny nose that you can blow occasionally and you're fine. But you are not sick. But sometimes when you are sick, you do have a runny nose. Like, it's just, it's...
Oh, it's so hard. I know. And I had this whole talk with him about, stop going to the office. But then I had to backpedal and be like, if you're really sick, you can go to the office. You know, like, it's just...
Exactly. Well, and that's, like, the kind of nuance that Isla really struggles with. So it's even harder because it's like, you know, like you said, I want... If you are truly sick, yes, please tell somebody. But also... You know, she that girl loves some attention and you don't need to walk into a room and just announce that I'm sick. My nose is running. Like there's a difference here. So,
so hard. Yeah, I'm sick of guessing.
Actually, I got a call about both kids last week and what the time it was about Nolan, I guess he was playing soccer and some kid scratched him and drew blood because, you know, like kids' nails are like constantly growing like
Wolverine. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, whatever. And by the time the secretary called me, he was already gone. Like, moved about his day. She's like, I just wanted you to know for when he comes home with like an open wound on his neck. It's, and he was fine. I was like, okay, like that's fine. But why aren't these kids all the same? Why can't they?
I know. Oh, it's so exhausting.
All right. Well, we have been ignoring all of our responsibilities and forgetting all of our problems with TV like we normally do. And that's what today's episode is all about. So let's take a quick break and we will come back. All right. Let's dive in to the greatest gift to mankind. So let's start with like the most boring thing first. And I don't know about you, but my kids have this ability to find the dumbest thing ever to be created for television on any streaming platform whatsoever. So, but occasionally they find some gems. So let's talk about good kid shows that you can try and persuade them to watch because they're probably still going to go back to Gujitsu,
which is an
actual
show. I didn't
show.
Know that was a show. I thought that was just like a toy.
No. Oh. We were introduced to the toys, which are basically Stretch Armstrongs first. And then, oh my God, Mom, it's a show too.
Oh God. Hey.
Anyways, good kid shows that you can try and persuade them to watch. Go.
I really only have one because I avoid watching TV with him at all costs.
No. I'm not partaking in this.
Oh, just like overhearing it. Okay. Well, right. I have one that I did watch with him because one, it's short episodes. And two, it's Doug from Up, the dog that talks. And he is so cute. And the show is really cute too. The episode with the puppies, oh, is so cute. Yeah, I love that one. And my kids have watched it over and over again. So I'm glad I watched it. Or I'm glad I like it.
It is. They're so good. All the Pixar shorts on Disney are so good. But Doug particularly has a special place in our hearts because we actually had Doug personified. Our old dog Astro was like 100% Doug to a T. And so my kids just cracked up because they recognized all of the similarities. So very cute, heartwarming for parents as well. And it's quick, so you can get their buy-in.
Yeah, for sure. What about you? What else?
I know we've kind of talked about this before. If you are not watching Bluey, I literally don't know what you're doing with your time.
Oh God, are we going on another Bluey? Bluey. God, words are hard today.
Did you know that there are a couple Bluey episodes? So this show is based in Australia, and there are a couple episodes that have been banned in the U.S. or like not banned. Disney has chosen not to air them because they're controversial.
What?
You know, the topics of said controversy escape me at the moment.
I'm Googling it. Okay. Banned Bluey episodes.
There is a whole like Bluey TikTok that you need to get on. It's eye-opening, but it's such a good family-friendly show. Oh. And it's one of those shows that the kids enjoy, but like it's really for the parents.
There's one banned because of teasing.
Oh, no, bullying. That's what they called it.
A scene where a pony poops and Bluey and Indy run away was cut out of an episode.
Which is ironic because they're selling a pooping pony toy in stores.
Oh, interesting.
Gotta make that money. They also have...
There's one because there's a racial slur used.
Oh, well, okay.
I think these are legit reasons to do.
But why are they okay in Australia?
Oh, there's one where Bingo asks Bandit, how do babies get in the mother's belly? Which was cut. That's weird.
Maybe, but also I appreciate that one. I'm not turning the TV on to have that conversation. There was also one recently where I can't remember if it was Bingo or Bluey, but basically they alluded to the fact that that was a rainbow baby. And so like they're taking on tough topics and things that your family may or may not have dealt with, or you know a family who has, and it's just so cute.
Yeah. They're... It normalizes a lot of stuff, which is cool.
Totally. Yeah. Another one I recently found on Netflix is Ada Twist Scientist, which is a book, and Netflix has made it into a show. I have not convinced my kids to watch it yet, but I'm working on it.
I might get solely on that train.
And then if you really need just like an hour of silence, I can't recommend the Pokemon movie. There's a new one on Netflix, Master Journey. Listen, again, these are not for you to watch. Not that Pokemon's great, but it did buy me a solid hour of not talking. So
okay. Yeah, I'll take that. One we did just watch was the Muppet Haunted Mansion, and they liked that. And my husband liked that too.
Okay. That's on the list. It's supposed to rain most of the weekend, so maybe we'll do that this weekend. Lots of good Halloween watch-ins right now too.
Yeah, for sure.
My kids are obsessed with The Nightmare Before Christmas. I know that could be like too spooky for some kids, but my little weirdos love it.
I love it. I know we watched Hocus Pocus the other day. They finally sat through that whole thing. I've been trying for years. And double toil and trouble with Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. I just love it. I just love it.
Oh my gosh. My kids are still very much into like The Great Pumpkin.
And oh yeah, they love that too.
Spookly, The Square Pumpkin, and like all of those like Halloween specials that have aired on network TV, like Madagascar has a Halloween special, and there's a Toy Story one that they
love. That one's cute.
All right, enough about these kids.
Okay, let's get to the good stuff.
Well, let's like halfway transition to like family friendly shows.
Okay. Well, my family friendly shows are what you call boomer shows.
Yeah,
it's something, so I can't like turn Housewives on in the evening before the kids go to bed. So I've been trying to find something that's like family friendly in quotes, but not also cartoons, you know? So we've been watching Dancing with the Stars and Survivor together as a family.
So you won't watch Housewives, but you'll watch Survivor.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. Those feel very
decent. Anything, I feel like anything on network TV like that is, yes, a boomer show, but it's also okay for kids.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that teaches some conniving behavior, which my kids are
combining. That's over their heads. They just think they're out there trying to survive and play games.
My kids come by that sneakiness naturally, so we don't need any encouragement. One we have been watching is on Disney Plus. It's called Behind the Attraction, and it breaks it up by different Disneyland rides. So there's a Haunted Mansion, there's a monorail, it's a Small World. They talk about the castles, and I mean, like, my kids dip in and out on that, but like you said, it's like, we can't really watch a serious show because they're so damn loud and they have to talk all the time. So it's like a good medium between their dumb shows and like our shows we want to watch. Right. So, but it's really interesting because it talks about like how things started in Disneyland and then how they bring certain rides, like the Haunted Mansion is at most of the Disneyland parks. And so it talks about like the differences, and I don't know. We like that Disneyland history kind of thing. Yeah. And my kids are old enough now that they remember going there and like writing these things. And so to like see the behind the scenes is cool for them.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Yeah, me too. I try not to. I really don't watch a lot of stuff like when the kids are awake.
Not me either. It's too hard. I get mad.
I'm actually working really hard to not do any screen time during the week and to like be a little more hands off with the screen time on the weekend and kind of take some of the rails off a little bit. But so, truth be told, I really don't know a lot about what they're watching because most of their TV viewing is done like on their personal devices during our quiet time in their room. I mean, there's like parameters and stuff set up, but
that's set them. Way to do it.
Because I cannot listen to the Transformers, and I cannot. Isla does this thing when she watches TV that she does like a play-by-play Joe Buck type announcing, and I cannot do it. I cannot. And I mean, like, LOL, the movie is hard enough. Whereas, like, Mom. And she'll just like repeat exactly what the end, like, I'm right here. I heard it.
Oh gosh. I mean, I feel the same way. Like a lot of the stuff they watch, I'm like, I would rather gouge my eyeballs out than watch this right now. But I want them to like what they like too, and you know, go through their phases.
Like it over there.
Just yeah, like I already went through my phases. Like I'm in a different phase. I don't want to watch your stuff.
You know what my kids really, really love is Scooby-Doo, which is so freaking dumb, but
Sully can't watch that anymore because he has nightmares.
No, we've also tried to, you know, explain that maybe you have trouble falling asleep and maybe you're afraid of the dark because you're watching Scooby-Doo. No, they just solve mysteries. It's not scary as you're crying at 10 o'clock at night. Okay. Okay. Anyways, this is not just a bitch session. Tangent. About it. All right, let's get into the good stuff, the adult shows.
Let's start with Beverly Hills.
Okay, I was going to say, let's start with, like, the trashy reality and then, like, go to real stuff.
Perfect.
All right, we just watched episode 2 of 4 of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion. What are your thoughts?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, I am remember last year when we were watching Beverly Hills and we're like, this is so stupid. This is so dumb. And, or was it last year? Last season. And then they came back so strong.
I can't even remember what happened last season.
Exactly. Because we were just like, why are we watching this? They're done. Whatever.
Yeah.
But they came back so strong. So, I mean, this is what our housewives do to us. You can never give up on them.
That's true.
What do I think? I think Rinna is a monster. I think. What do you think of Rinna's outfit?
Do you remember the movie The Emperor's New Groove?
Yes.
Do you remember the evil villainess whose name I have no idea what it
In
is?
In all purple.
In all. That was her inspo.
100%. 100%.
It's terrible. Just honestly, I think none of their looks are landing. You know who looks the best is Dorit, which is like the best of the worst.
I vaguely remember you saying you like Kyle's hair. So explain yourself.
No, that's not what I said.
I don't hate it. That's what you said.
Hey, well, this is like having a sore throat or your throat is sore. Not hating it and liking it are not the same thing.
It literally looks like she's in a time warp from 2002.
Okay, first of all, that is what everybody looks like right now. Anything that was cool in 2002 is, well, people that stay up with this kind of thing. Listen, I have 2 Gen Z sisters. Everything they show me, I'm like, I had that in high school. I had a purse just like that. Like, they think, like, a little mini bag that sits, like, right under your armpit in, like, a patent croc with a bright color. They're like, isn't that so cute? I'm like, yeah, I had a hot pink one just like that. Anyways, so Kyle's hair, like I said, I didn't hate it. And then I realized that looked exactly like my hair for junior prom.
We need a visual. You need to put a side-by-side, like, split pic, you and Kyle. It is nearly identical.
It really is.
Oh my God. Speaking of hair, I actually like Dorit's hair.
Her hair looks so great.
Her wedding dress.
It looks like a knockoff of Giovanni or something. Like something that you would find at like the discount junior prom section.
Yeah.
Like it's not, what luxury are you selling here?
$30,000 dress, apparently.
Okay. I really think Crystal looks the best, though.
She does. Her makeup artist needs to do some work, but she's gorgeous.
And her look is very plain. It's not like there's nothing special about it.
Yeah.
Which maybe is why she looks the best compared to the Disney villains she's surrounded by.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the Erica of it all, here's my new take. I believed everything she was saying in part 2 of the reunion. I think that Tom was in a mental decline. I do think it happened quickly. I do think she was trying to get help. But I think a lot of things can be true at the same time. I think that his health and all of that was true. I think he is also a monster who was embezzling. I think he was like running a big operation, and that part she was saying about how like there are so many people surrounding him. I think that's also true. But where she loses me is that she was stuck. I'm sorry. Sell that designer dress that you wore one time that you know you'll never wear again. Sell it on Poshmark, pocket the cash, make a nice little nest egg, and get the hell out of there. That's where you lose me. And I think she knew, but didn't want to know. Like, it's a don't ask, don't tell kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think she also did love him and also wanted to help him. And
she liked she was living. As much as she probably did hate a lot of aspects of it, she chose to accept that evil for the lifestyle she had.
Exactly. And don't tell me you couldn't go back to Georgia with your mom, who we've seen on the show.
Right.
Like, if it was truly that terrible, being destitute would be better, right?
Right.
So,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I do kind of see that. I still have a really hard time with her outward empathy toward the victims. I have a hard time with how she presented herself during the season. Because frankly, she's just so deeply unlikable during the season, and she doesn't do herself any favors.
Right. Well, has she ever been likable?
I guess not, but I guess that was her allure too. Right. Like, she's
right. Exactly. Speed. Exactly.
I guess so.
All right. Shall we transition to Potomac?
Yeah. I am behind on Potomac. But I feel like here's the problem. I'm in all these Bravo groups and I listen to Bravo podcasts. So I have like pieces of what happened. I just don't know where I am in my viewing, but I am like 3 episodes behind.
Oh my God.
I don't know how it happened. I'm telling you, it's shocking to me.
You need to get your life together. I'm loving Mia. She's great. I love how open and honest she's being about everything with her mother. And Candace is a freaking monster. She's learned absolutely nothing. And
she's put on a good show there for the first few episodes.
Right. Well, I can't even discuss this with you because you're so far behind. So.
Well, if you want to say, just say it. I'm sure I already know it.
That was really it.
Okay.
One interesting take I did see recently was that Candace's marriage, what is his name? Chris.
Chris, same thing.
So Chris and Candace, the way he like has to control her and like bring her down and like basically like carry her like a surfboard out of the restaurant like a child. It's this weird like foreplay situation that they have going on. And
I thought you were gonna say they're just like extremely codependent and it's basically her just transferring her relationship with her mom to her husband.
I mean, it's probably that, but I think it's
maybe it's both.
Two things can be true at the same time.
Yeah.
It's just like the way. Because any normal person would be like, you're a psycho and I'm out. But the way he sticks through it and continues to peel her off the walls when she's throwing salad at people, like,
yeah,
it's too much.
Yeah.
And I think any normal person would be like, look, if you fucking act out like that again, I'm done. And, or like, do you get help or something? Like, she's out of control.
Yeah.
And the way he just is like, I'm just going to go sweep up the salad here.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's definitely a bizarre relationship for sure.
Yeah. What's happening with Karen?
Oh, Karen. She is playing the straight man this last episode, which, you know, crazy shit's happening. Robin is never more relatable or likable than this season. Robin is a queen. That is all.
Yeah, I love her. All right, I'm going to catch up. I swear I'll be able to contribute next time. should we do Winter House?
Yes. Okay. I did not have expectations high or low for this show.
It kind of snuck up on me, which I'm glad. I didn't like look forward to it at all.
Right. So I was also kind of worried that it was just going to be like some weird Summer House Southern Charm mashup, and I didn't realize how many new people they had coming in.
Mm-hmm. Including a really hot Italian.
I don't know. That like...
I'm sure he's going to do something that makes him a douche, but as of right now, very hot.
That whole like Rico Suave thing is just, it's too much for me. He's laying on too thick, but the coffee, come on. Like,
I love that. You're such a six. Be quiet. I'm glad Craig is on the show.
I love Craig. I love him.
Yeah.
I root for Craig always.
He didn't bring a sewing machine though.
He may have. Who knows? He's on vacation. I hate how they keep touting this as vacation.
17-day vacation.
Right? Like that's a normal amount.
What was I gonna say? Oh, I could do without Austin.
Please leave Austin back in. And then this whole like, oh, I saw my ex on the tabloids. Like,
I'm getting drunk tonight. Shut up.
They must have said, like, you can't say Madison's name and you can't say A-Rod.
Oh, I wonder. Because her face was blurred out. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, and he kept saying my ex. And then he wouldn't say A-Rod. Like, as if nobody knows who Alex Rodriguez is. He was saying some old baseball douche. It's like,
which is kind of funny, but
it was funny, but it's like he's like one of the greatest players and he's just some old baseball douche. It's like, okay,
well, I was really mad at him with the whole Jennifer Lopez thing, but it all worked out because we get
it. Really did. That was quite the nexus that created there.
It really was. Luke made a fire. He's going to build an igloo himself.
So you and I were texting when we were watching, and did I not say all Luke is going to talk about is the snow, because his whole personality is Minnesota and being Minnesotan and cold weather and hockey and snow. And literally the first thing he says when he's on screen is like, and they, those Bravo editors, the shade. The way they piece together snow, 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 snow. I'm like, did I freaking call it or what?
It's like he's on a completely different show. Did he even have any dialogue with anybody there? He was just talking to himself the whole time about the snow.
That's fine. I don't want Luke here, but if he's just like Mr. Magoo in the shadows the whole time,
I feel like, yeah.
That's fine with me. I don't want to hear anything you have to say. Like, I'll giggle about you needing to make a fire at 11:30 at night, but I'm not like, please don't talk to Kiara. Please don't speak to people.
Oh my God. Okay. So how about this room drama? I was actually really shocked when the new girl came in and it's like, I'm taking the master. Like, whoa, what are you doing?
I didn't imagine. I know that was, well, I don't know. When I go somewhere, I don't care what the room is because I'm just not at home. Like, I'm not.
Right.
I'm somewhere new. Like, I don't care where I'm sleeping. It's not like you go on vacation, which they keep calling it, to be in a bed. Like, I don't care. And as we saw, Kyle doesn't care because Kyle literally slept all over the house.
When he fell, when he was sleeping on the table.
So I've got AJ on the Summer House train, so he watched Winter House with me, and we just crack up and cringe equal parts because we're like, this is gonna be Nolan.
Oh my god
the way he pees everywhere, like it's just it's Nolan. And it's funny when it's not your responsibility, but then it's also like cringe. Like I am to Nolan as Amanda is to Kyle all the time.
Yeah. Amanda. I do like how hands off, she's like, just letting him do his thing and look like an idiot without her jumping in and fighting like she may have done in seasons past.
Listen, I have firsthand experience. That's all you can do.
I know.
If he's safe, that's all you can do.
Right.
Right.
Oh my gosh, it's funny.
I am very high hopes. Lindsay's coming. I love all the new people. I think they're going to be really fun to watch. I'm hoping Carl is going to come. If I can get Carl and Craig on screen together, that would make all my Bravo dreams come true.
Maybe he comes to visit. I feel like we saw him in previews. No?
I don't know what I was so caught up to. I feel like I have not seen anything about Winterhouse other than it's happening. And because I feel like everything got swallowed up by, because I heard a lot of rumors of Austin and Sierra. Mm-hmm. And I think like the Southern charm of it, like the Southern charm collides with Summerhouse, that got overshadowed, or it overshadowed everything else. So I feel like I don't know what else that happened.
Okay. How mad do you think Shep is that he's not there?
I don't think he would fit in.
No, I don't think so either. But, you know, he wants to.
I don't know. He's all wifed up now with his new lady.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
All right.
I would take Shep over Austin for sure.
Yeah, I would too. Maybe Shep's too old, though.
But is he any older than Luke? Or Kyle?
Kyle's 40. Oh, yeah, Kyle. That's true.
You know what? Kyle and Shep together,
the producers were like, no.
Like, this is more liability than our insurance will cover.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Have we covered everything in the Bravoverse?
Do you want to talk about Vanderpump?
No, it's garbage and I hate it. And I'm mad at myself for watching it. And
I have one thing to say. I'm very disappointed in Sheena for picking the wrong dude again.
Oh, I am so surprised.
I thought this was her time.
Poor Shishi.
I know.
I am hating the contrived ways we're getting Lisa on screen. Mm. I am hating this drummed up bullshit with Katie and Tom Sandoval, and like
Sandys and Schwartz, or what's it called?
Schwartz and Sandys.
Schwartz and Sandys.com.
I am slightly more invested with the recent Lala Randall drama that's unfolded.
Yeah, that's true.
So that has slightly renewed my interest, but it's not like I'm sitting down to watch it. I'm going to sit on my computer and get some work done, and that'll be on in the background.
Yeah, kind of. For sure.
I am really rooting for James and Raquel, which is like, if that's the most exciting thing happening.
I don't know. The James and Max drama over splitting a salad? Like, I couldn't decide if this was James being crazy James or like a contrived trying to get Max more in the.
I think it was contrived. Listen, I am always here for a welfare check on Max Todd.
Yeah, he needs it.
I worry about him. I think he's treated very unfairly.
You want to split a goddamn salad? What is so wrong with that?
Really does not have the silver spoon that Pandy does. Give him a freaking break. Speaking of, have you heard the rumors that Pandora's husband cheated on her and they're getting divorced?
Oh, interesting. That was a dumb move, dude.
Well, if there's anybody shitless you don't want to be on, it's LVPs.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Should we move on to Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah, let's. I am not a Bachelor watcher. Neither are you, though.
No, I think it's fun to watch for, like, with friends to get together. And, I mean, like, as an excuse to get together. I cannot watch it by myself.
No, they're too long. It's too much.
Yeah.
But I love Bachelor in Paradise.
Love Bachelor in Paradise. It's so ridiculous.
What did you think of the rotating hosts?
I didn't hate it. I was fine with it. I thought it was funny
to have. I like who they chose. They chose good people.
And you know, God, you know that all those people are invested in Bachelor Nation too, which makes it even better.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they didn't just like cold call people. Like, I think these people wanted to be there, which I think made it even more.
You think Lil Jon wanted to be there?
Yeah. I don't think that the Bachelor people were like hunting down Lil Jon and like, hey, like, what do we have to do to get you to do this? I think it was like, hey, we're looking for people. And he's like, yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I enjoyed it. That being said, I haven't watched the last two episodes because I don't care once they're in love. I just like to watch it before.
I mean, I do have my concerns.
Yeah, it's pointless. 99% of them will break up.
Right. But then they'll be back. And
that's the best part.
All right. How about there is a new Britney Spears documentary?
I haven't watched it yet. I did watch the other one that came out. Was it on Hulu? Are they similar?
There's a new one on Hulu. I think it's like a New York Times.
Okay. So I watched that one. I did not watch the one on Netflix.
Okay. What was the other one?
I just feel like it's me.
Yeah, I wouldn't waste your time with the Netflix one. It's kind of the same thing. And it's a lot of Felicia still being like, I can't really say. And I feel so bad for her because you just know she so badly wants to help and be a voice. But she also knows she has to do it carefully to not make things worse. And
did you see Brittany in one of her Instagram posts is writing a book?
I did.
Oh, I can't fucking wait for that.
I'm not gonna lie, I can't read a lot of her Instagram posts because
it's too much. She will have a ghostwriter.
Oh, for sure.
So
yeah. Speaking of tell-all books, Katie Couric is also writing one. And I cannot wait. Because I need to know everything.
Do you think I'll say everything?
What does she have to lose?
That's true.
I want to know about the Ann Curry. I want to know about what a dirtbag Matt Lauer is. I want to know specifically how Giada is in all this.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And so Morning Show, which is on Apple Plus or Apple TV? Apple Plus. The first season has been out, so good. We loved it. I have watched the Today Show since like high school. Like every morning I would turn it on, like as I was eating breakfast. Like that was like my morning routine. And I watched the Twin Towers fall on the Today Show. Like when I was with a newborns, that was my morning routine. Like me and the Today Show go back. And so I was all in for the Morning Show, and we haven't watched the second season yet, but it is on the list and I'm very excited.
Yeah, that's on my list too. Staying on Apple Plus, what'd you think of the season of Ted Lasso?
This show, it contains multitudes.
It does.
I found myself trying to explain it to somebody who has never seen it, who had like heard of it, but was like, what is it about? And I'm like, so it's about soccer, but it's not about soccer.
No, not at all.
Funny, but it's like not funny. It's like really also serious. And long story short, I left them more confused than they started.
Just watch it. That's what I say. You can't explain it. It's so good. No. It's such a feel good show. That Christmas episode is one of my favorite episodes of anything ever.
So did you know that the Christmas episode and the assistant coach episode, those two, so Netflix, Apple had originally ordered 10 episodes and they at the last minute said, no, we want 12. So those two episodes were added at the very end, which is why the Christmas episode, I feel like kind of blended in pretty well. But that Coach Beard episode was.
Yeah, it was definitely an outlier.
Yeah. So if you left feeling like, what the fuck did I just watch?
I feel like I tuned out a lot of it. So I was just like, ooh, what's this?
I honestly thought he was going to commit suicide at the end.
Well, that's what I was afraid of too. So I didn't want to emotionally invest.
Right. I don't know. I didn't like it. I know it was like meant to be like weird and about him, but I don't know. I don't know. Like the way he was talking to Ted at the beginning and it just,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it just, and it just didn't fit into the flow. Like
that is not what I come to Ted Lasso for. But what I love is that they're not afraid to go outside of like the feel good part of the show. And I think the way that they explore relationships and the complexity of relationships is spot on. And just, it's really, really good.
And the normalizing of mental health and it's good. It's got a lot.
It really does. I'm very sad it's over.
Okay, what else are you watching?
I have been on the hunt for a show to watch, like, just me. Because I have so many shows that AJ and I watch together that I have to wait for him for. And I've been watching Housewives live lately, so I don't have, like, a lot of shows to watch on my own during the day. Not that I'm just lazing about watching TV, but, like, when I stop to eat lunch, I like to put a show on. I have been watching Ginny in Georgia, and I was very hesitant of that show. And the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, is this good or is this garbage? And I think I've settled on it's good. It's very like, if this show was in the 2000s, it would have been on CW, I think.
Okay.
That's the best way I can describe it. Right. But it also touches on a lot of like tricky topics, which like, so there's a character who's deaf, which I feel like that's some good representation. The main character struggles with being biracial and she has conversations with other biracial kids at the high school. And one of the other characters is a lesbian in high school who's like kind of out, but not really out, and like navigating dating. And then you have the mom who was a runaway because she was sexually abused and had just like a really rough childhood, who then got pregnant. And it's like there's so much there. And I think maybe CW is kind of not, because I feel like they handle it better than the CW would have.
Mm.
And I don't know. It's really good. At the beginning, you're like, what am I watching? But then you really start rooting for the characters and I can identify with a complicated mother-daughter relationship, so it strikes a nerve.
Not me. Mine's perfect.
I mean, not that my relationship with my mom is the same as Ginny and Georgia, but there are some themes.
Okay. I recently finished Squid Game.
No,
if you haven't heard of this, first of all, what are you doing with your life? At least heard of it. You don't have to watch it, but it's a Korean show.
I flat out refuse to watch it.
That's fine. You're allowed your feelings. It is a Korean show. So it's all in subtitles, but it is so good. I mean, did you ever watch Parasite? I think that's what like broke people into Korean television and how like, God, I keep like just falling off the ledge with my words. I cannot remember a sentence. So anyway, it's a Korean show, and it's about this game that people play, and it's like children's games. Like one of the games is Red Light, Green Light, without giving too much away. And basically it's all these poor people that they entice to come play because they can win money if they get through five different children's games. But the freaky part of it is that if they lose the child's games, they are murdered. So it's this whole like dystopian thriller situation, but it's also got really great character development. Like, I mean, obviously it's very sad and horrifying, but you know, the characters are really good, and the ending, there's a twist, and it's just, it's good.
So AJ got hooked on this, and he lives under a pop culture rock. Like, he literally never knows anything that's going on. And he was on the ground floor of watching this. He was staying up late to watch it. He was waking up early and putting the iPad on the Peloton and writing just
Good for him.
That's how committed he was to this show. And so I was like, okay, there must be something to this if he's been hooked on it. And I watched the trailer on Netflix, and at first I thought it was a reality show, like real life. And I was kind of hooked. I was like, okay, I could be into it. So, but then when I realized it was fake, I wasn't into it. So I don't know what that says about me that I'd
if it was real.
But I can't do that dystopian thing. Like, I can't watch Handmaid's Tale. I certainly can't watch Squid Games. I will not sleep. I already don't get enough sleep. Like, I can't do it.
That's the content I love the most.
This world is dystopian enough. Like, reality is dystopian. Right.
This is an escape.
No.
Well, if you can handle it, highly recommend. Very good.
So more of my wheelhouse has been Superstore. We never watched this when it was airing in real time, and we recently started binging it from the beginning. It's not great, but it scratches an itch. I feel like every sitcom NBC had since The Office has been the same formula, and it's very much the goofy boss and like the like straight man who is too smart to be there, and like it's the same formula as The Office and Parks and Rec. Haven't watched Community, but I'm gonna venture, I guess it's the same as that. But it's funny and it's lighthearted, and that's all I can do. I don't need to see people being murdered playing Red Light, Green Light. So
that's like a good end of the night show.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I know. We have watched it. We're behind like a season or two, but it's very relevant in our life. Yes. Personally, and I love America Ferrera.
Yes. I'm also loving the actress who plays Dina. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. What is her name?
I recently found her TikTok, which is also really funny, ooh, too. And it's, if you've ever worked retail, you will just immediately understand it. I worked retail like all through high school and most college, and it's spot on. There's nothing like dealing with the public in retail.
The cut scenes that they have where it's like a customer putting ice cream on the shelf, or like, you
know. We die every time. We just like, where is the Facebook group where you submit these?
Right, because
you know these have to be real life things, and it's just like, it's somebody like wiping their sweaty head with the towel and putting it back on the shelf. People are just disgusting animals, and it highlights that. And that's the dystopia I can handle. Another show that is back that I have not watched the first episode yet because my dumb husband was gone. I'm so excited. Succession on HBO. If you aren't watching this, it's so good. And I know people hate to hear this. The first couple episodes are a little bit slow because you have to learn all the players and you have to learn all the nuances and the family relationship. So it's about this billionaire family who owns, like, they're like media moguls, I think, they're, but they also have like cruise ships, and they're like the Turners or like the Vanderbilts or something. Like they're like this big family that owns like a million different things and all the kids work for the family. And it's just the family dynamics and the money and the backstabbing. I love it.
Yeah, I need to get back on that train. I did like it, but Tyler wasn't into it, or he like missed an episode. I don't know what I did. And then I, you know, can't keep watching it with him.
I love it. One of the Culkin boys, isn't it?
I love him.
The younger Culkin.
Which reminds me, Macaulay Culkin is in the season of American Horror Story, and we watched it solely for that. We haven't watched in a few seasons. And the season is split up into two different stories. So like the first six episodes were like, it was like a vampire story. And the next six are like aliens.
No, the very first season of American Horror Story is when I realized I can't watch this shit.
It was, that first season's good though.
I literally had a nightmare about somebody in a latex suit coming into my bedroom 6 months later. I cannot watch this stuff. I was terrified.
Okay. Well, sorry about it. Anyway, Macaulay Culkin's in that first, those first six. It's not like anything great. It, you know, it was something to throw on and a little creepy, but not bad.
No.
Anyway, something I am loving. It's on Hulu. It's called Only Murders in the Building. And I'm having deja vu. Maybe I've talked about this before, but it has Martin Sheen and Steve Martin in it, and not Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez.
Oh, I was going to say Ariana Grande. Same, same.
Selena Gomez. And they're like this unlikely trio of solving a murder in this like old New York building that they all live in. And they start a podcast about it, which is hilarious because it's like Martin Short with this huge microphone and like walking around. It's really good. It's cute, kind of campy and short episodes.
That's definitely been on our list. We, the Giants were kind of sort of in the playoffs for a minute, and that took up a lot of our TV watching time. But now that they're out, we can get back to business. So that is definitely on our list.
R.I.P. So great.
It was a hard loss, but I'm now no longer watching playoff baseball because I don't care.
Amen. All right. The other thing that's also back is You.
You probably don't watch this either.
I didn't read the books. I actually didn't realize there were books until after I watched the first season.
No, I didn't realize there were books either.
I think I would have enjoyed them, but I can't read something after I've watched it.
No, you definitely have to read before you watch.
Yeah, so that's a bummer. But this season is good. Better than I thought it would be. Not, I mean, it's keeping my attention. So.
Because see, that one wasn't so much like it creeped me out and I couldn't watch it. It was just that I kind of, it lost my attention. I was like, why? I don't.
All right. Do you have anything else?
I don't think so. I think that's it.
Okay. Friendly reminder, we're still looking for Okayest Mom Moments. You can submit those at okayestmoms.com/OMM. We've got some good ones. It could be embarrassing. It could be just like a what the fuck moment. Like any of those, we would love to read them on the podcast. And we will see you next time.
If you like what you just heard, and we hope you do, you can find more of us online at www.okayestmoms.com. We're also on all social media platforms, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Okayest Moms Blog. Or if you want to, you can send us an email at hey@okayestmoms.com.